boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I hate to be jealous, but I'm really jealous right now because why on earth does the cat distribution system work for everybody else, but it never, ever works for me?
It's speaking to me right now. For no reason. I do not need another cat. Now, if you've never heard of the cat distribution system, people say, like, you know, when you're ready for a cat, it finds you.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a stray or somebody needs to rehome their cat. I have two cats at home, okay? And they're a handful. But over the last 2 days, there have been two opportunities for me to save a cat. 2 days ago, you were in a meeting mm-hmm. and you texted me and said, dude, there's a cat out by the station vehicle. No questions asked. I went out to try to find it. It was already gone at that point, unfortunately. I was at dance class last night and I left, was walking out with another girl and go, oh my God, that's a cat. She was scared. She's like, I'm scared of cats. What are you going to do? Yeah, I know. I'm like, well, I'm going to go after it is what I'm going to do. Because in my mind, I'm like, it needs a home. I have to help it. But it was too fast and it got away from me. I immediately texted you because you said if I got the cat from the day before that you would have taken it.
Of course I will. I'll take them all.
So I was fully ready to like take it home last night and wash it for fleas and like bring it to you today, but I failed.
But why? How come the cat distribution system has never, it's never approached me? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I've never seen a cat. I have seen some cats in the wild, but never have they come up to me and been like, mommy, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And I want that so desperately. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have cats, but that I adopted Fat Mochi from Cedar Valley Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
Luna was a cat distribution system, but for my boyfriend. How come it doesn't happen to me?
You're not putting out mom vibes.
Nah, maybe that's the problem.
You need a Karen cut and like a bag of snacks. Maybe they'll come to you then.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Two worlds are colliding that nobody asked for. Dancing with the Stars and the NFL.
What?
I didn't realize that they would ever clash, but here we are because you know who we have to thank for this? Andy Richter. Everybody's talking about
it. He's a comedian, not a football player, right?
Well, no, you're right.
Okay, I just want to make sure there wasn't
something. He has nothing to do with the NFL.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure there wasn't something I missed.
I'm saying everybody has something to say about Andy Richter still being on Dancing with the Stars 6 weeks in. So I've seen, you know, some discourse about who's for, what did he say, the Fandies?
Yeah.
It's his fandom name. But specifically, the Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns have very strong opinions about Andy Richter. So much so that they're like kind of beefing with each other, the two teams.
Over Andy?
Kind of, yeah.
Really?
They're both in Ohio, so I guess there's already that.
I didn't know.
Rivalry, Cleveland and Cincinnati. But the Bengals have been all supportive of Andy. They are like posting videos of the players celebrating after like a touchdown and they'll caption it mood because Andy is safe for another week. So they're supporting it. They want to see him succeed. Or us voting at 8 p.m. on a Tuesday because we know that Andy needs to be mm-hmm. saved. But then the Browns are the opposite. They're saying enough is enough. Andy needs to go. They're also posting celebration videos of their players after a touchdown saying me when Andy finally gets eliminated next week. So they're preying on his downfall. I don't know why. Andy is not from Ohio. Andy
really?
He has nothing to do with it. He has nothing to do with the NFL. All he's commented was, the comments are on the Browns post are great because somebody said the Browns are 2-5 and Andy's 6-0. I mean, he just
way to put you in your place.
He flamed them.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I think the NFL needs to do something now with Andy then.
I'm saying, clearly. I don't know what's next for him. I don't know how long.
National anthem for the Super Bowl.
Can he dance it? Halftime show, Super Bowl!
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
Last night I had a full-on mental breakdown that it was over something that most adults should know how to do.
Mood.
And most of them probably do.
Me.
No.
Me every night mm-hmm. that I have to put my laundry away. You know?
You fold. You just fold, honey.
And it sends me over the edge.
I get it. No, I get it. But here's the thing. They taught us a lot in school, whether it was college, high school, middle school, but they did not ever teach us how to buy plane tickets. And oh my God, that sent me into a spiral last night. And I usually make, if I've been on a plane, if I've ever had to go anywhere, I normally make other people buy me the tickets because mm-hmm. I just knew. It's not for me. I'm confused. Where do you buy them? Do you start at the Cedar Rapids Airport? Like, do you go to their website? Do you go to the specific brand? I don't know. What do you call it?
The airline?
The airline you want to go to, like Delta, American, Frontier, whatever. Do you go to them and you buy your tickets from there? Do you go to Expedia? I heard that's a site, isn't it? Then there's other sites you can go to. Then my sister's like, just Google it. I'm like, what? So let's start there. Where do you buy them? Number two. Then you got to look at how long of a... I almost screwed ourselves over. I was like, oh, that's a cheap ticket. Let's just buy that one. No, we would have been stuck in an airport for 13 hours with a layover. Mm-hmm. You got to pay attention to those things. They almost get you every single time. Then you got to... After you buy... This is too much, Taylor. After you buy the ticket, it's like, oh, well, would you like to up your package and get a cabin or whatever? I don't know. But it was like, do I want to pay for a checked bag? Do I want to pick... If I want to pick where I'm sitting on the plane, it's going to cost me $20 per ticket. Mm-hmm. What? You're joking me. Just, it was racking up fee after fee after fee. I thought Ticketmaster was bad.
That's what I was going to say. Is what I know that the battle you've done was the Ticketmaster Eras Tour.
That was horrible.
And this was worse?
I don't. It was more because I just don't know what I'm doing.
Oh.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
I can't wait to find out if you actually end up at the correct destination.
That's number one. Number two, did I put the right information down? They're going to be like, Destiny, we didn't have your name down for this ticket. You can't flight with us. Because I had to put my name down and my boyfriend's name down. I didn't know how to put our names down on the ticket.
And you're scared you didn't put your own
name? What if I didn't? What if I put the date, our birth date wrong? And then they're like, ma'am, is this really you? I don't know. I was stressing over everything. I don't even remember my birthday. Okay.
So when's the flight?
December.
I guess we don't have to wait very long to see if you make it.
So weird question. Are there any PTAs out there looking for a new member of their board?
Careful what you wish for.
I'm ready to join. All right. The Parent Teacher Association. I feel like I'm qualified. I don't have kids.
Can you dumb it down to someone who doesn't? What the heck is a PTA?
It's normally like a board of parents who like help teachers out with any activities or like holiday parties or stuff like that. You know,
that's cool.
And
did my school have this?
Probably, or maybe something of the sort. I feel qualified because I'm so excited to bring snacks to work tomorrow that I feel like I need to be part of some sort of PTA for holiday planning because I want to go all out, okay? I want to make a cute treat. I want to put it in a cute bag, and I want to put a cute tag on it. I want to be the extra mom that is not the mom of anybody. You know what I mean?
You know what? You probably have a business in the making. You don't even know it. How many times, like, moms, you got a busy life, dude. I don't know how you take care of kids. You take them to the school. You take them home from school. And then also, you have a full-time job.
Mm.
What?
So can I sub in as the PTA mom?
No, why can't they hire you? You know what I mean? Like, they could hire you not only to make the treat, and then they come and pick up the treat. There's that. Or you could sub in, right?
Oh, my gosh.
But that would be extra. That's overtime if you sub in. I mean, that's the business. I'm the planner of the business, so hire me.
PT Taylor.
Oh, jeez.
Hire me.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Somebody dropped their bed.
They did. I do not get it.
There's not like a lot of weird stuff that happens around here. Occasionally there's somebody like climbing the tower across the street. That's always an exciting day.
Oh, but that's on purpose. We should make that clear. Yeah. Like, they are professionals.
Oh, yeah. No, not random people. That's a felony, I think, if you don't have a license.
Is it? Because if it's not, I'll do it someday.
Probably not. No, today's a little odd because there's like a bed, not a box spring, but like a bed frame just laying on the side of the road, like up in the grass.
And I'm confused by it because if you look inside the bed, it looks like it's a good one. It almost like has like wires and like a compressor of some sort. So I look to you and I'm like, I think that's like a Tempur-Pedic.
I thought maybe it was a pullout.
I don't know.
There's some sort of hydraulics going on.
There is.
I don't know if it got dumped, if it fell off somebody's truck. We have a lot of moving trucks that come through here. Did it fall out the back and they didn't notice? Somebody's going to get their delivery and be really upset that their bed's not
there. Well, where the heck's the part that, the good part of the bed, sir? Like that's the mat. Yeah, that's what they're going to say.
Looks like we've mattress on the floor for you tonight.
Give us a call.
Well, unless we decide to take it home.
It's crazy to think that like less than 2 weeks away and we are already kickstarting Stuff the Wagon 2025, where we're going to be broadcasting live in the trunk of our station wagon from 3 to 7 on Mondays, taking your donation for our little furry friends, whether that's cats or dogs, over at Cedarville Humane Society.
Yeah, we love to do this every single year. This is year number 3 to help them out because the Humane Society also gets very, very busy during the colder months. And we can't do it without your help. Now, something new is we're partnering with our friends at Zio Giano's Italian Restaurant, which is awesome because you can drop off your donation and then treat yourself to a delicious dinner, whether you want to dine in or take out. The other great part about having Zio Giano's on board is that they have 3 locations, and we're going to rotate through all of them so you can pick whatever is closest to you.
So basically going to be a Stuff the Wagon near you.
And we're going on tour.
Oh, my God, we are.
Yeah, we are.
That's kind of cool.
A pasta tour.
I'm going to
eat so much pasta, don't worry.
We're going on a pasta tour. We're getting your donations for Cedar Valley Humane Society. And the tour kicks off on November 10th in Marion at Zio Giano's location over there. Then we're going to head on over to Iowa City. We have not been there before for Stuff the Wagon. No. This is really, really cool. We'll be there on November 17th, the 24th, and December 1st for our tour.
Then finishing up, week number 5 is Monday, December 8th. Back here in Cedar Rapids on the southwest side, again, at their Zio Giano's location. If you are ready to start shopping and you want to see the Cedar Valley Humane Society's wish list, we have a link to that on the free Z102.9 app, as well as a map of shopping near each location so that if you just want to make a quick pit stop and then pit stop at Zio Giano's for drop off and food. We got your back.
Check it out on the free Z102.9 app right now. Our princess treatment is way more than what our guys get. Like, they hardly ever get prince treatment when you think about it.
Oh, I disagree.
Really?
Oh my God, he's a diva. But we won't get into that.
Okay, because I think that my princess treatment is like, it's not even an even playing field. Like, I get my princess treatment like 75% of the time, and I allow that prince treatment like 25 if he's lucky. And I say this because last night I was so cold in our house, we refused to turn the heat on, all right? And sometimes we have the windows open, too, so it gets real cold in there. And my hands were freezing. He had just taken off his shirt, so I knew underneath it was a toaster.
Right.
So I took my cold hands, and I just put them on my boyfriend neighborman's chest. And he goes, oh, no. And then I was like, no, no, no. And I put them on his chest again. He goes, okay, fine. But it's the same thing, like, at night, like, in bed. I'll put my cold feet on him, but God forbid if he were to ever do that. No. Don't put your cold body on me.
No, I'm the same way.
See?
I can't. He will try to poke his little toe on me if it's cold, and I freak out. I lose
murder
my mind.
Murder screams,
but
right?
Then vice versa. I always have my fingers and my toes are always cold. Does not matter the time of year. But, like, if he's getting ready to leave for the day and I give him a hug, I'll always make sure to slip my fingies up his sleeves.
Freaking evil woman.
I know, because I find joy in it for some sick reason.
Do you look at his face while you do
I
that?
I do.
Because that's
goes,
even
no,
sicker.
No,
oh,
no.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what that says about me.
No, that says a
I
lot.
I won't stop.
That says a lot. I'm honestly really proud of you.
Thank you. I'm glad someone is.
My boyfriend neighbor man told me I have to stop thinking about getting proposed to because it's getting out of hand. But I think it might be happening this weekend.
I think he's also said if you keep guessing, it that means it's not happening.
I'm going to tell you something and you're going to be like, yeah, do it. I think it is happening, okay?
Because normally that's not it, but
This time I swear. So last night I'm brushing my teeth, okay? I get done brushing. Now I've got mouthwash in. And as I'm swishing that mouthwash around my mouth, he goes, into the bathroom and he goes, so what do you think about driving, I don't know, a little far this weekend? And we go look at fall colors. And I can't say anything because, you know, I got mouthwash. I'm like, wah, 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 wah. Mm-hmm. And so he goes on and he's like, well, I'm just thinking we go look at the fall leaves, the fall colors, maybe around like Dubuque or something.
Hmm.
I can't even keep the mouthwash in my mouth anymore because at this point I'm trying not to smile because I'm like, it's happening, or laugh. So I have to just spit it out. And I'm like, I mean, that sounds fun, but why? Now, he claims it's because his coworker went somewhere far over the weekend and her and her husband did it. And it was really fun. It was very colorful.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, what is that? Is that made up or is that true? Now, you have to understand, this man is very much into nature and can tell you everything about birds and bugs and plants and
rocks.
Weeds and, yeah, rocks, right? So maybe he really is excited about leaves. And I am too, but I don't know. Seems fishy.
Mm-hmm. So did you ask any follow-up
questions?
The
only other follow-up question, because I'm trying to get dirt out of him, is I said, what do you think about, I don't know, taking photos while we do this? And he goes, oh, yeah, you know what? I didn't even think about bringing the camera.
Mm-hmm. You're caught.
What?
Because the minute you start acting weird, even if, I don't even know if this was his plan. I have no idea. Because
so now he's not going to do it?
Yeah, I think the more sus you, because I'm sorry, she's not an actress. It's not good. You know what I mean? like, as soon as you
You've
start
seen
giving
my
off,
acting skills?
It's bad. It's real bad. As soon as you start being like, oh, should I get my nails done? Oh, what should I wear? Alarm bells. He's not dumb, all right? He's been through this for the last, I don't know, 45 weekends over the last year you've known
him.
You're not wrong. I think you have to stop exposing yourself.
So don't ask stupid questions.
I think you just need to show up. Well, show up everywhere like you're getting engaged. And
oh, geez.
Because you ruined it.
So now he's not going to do it because I asked if we're going to take photos.
Yeah, quote me.
I need your help, Taylor, because we need to settle an argument between me and my boyfriend, neighbor man, and who the heck is right when it comes to this, okay?
Okay, I'll be unbiased.
Good. So you know how... part of the princess treatment is that sometimes you ask your boyfriend to fill your water because I don't know what it is, but when they fill the water, it tastes better, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're like water jug or whatever.
Yeah.
So last night, as we're heading upstairs to go to the bed, I was like, hey, do you mind filling my water? He does. I have a brewmate is what I've been using right now. Now, with the brewmate, you can twist the top and you can lock it, or mm-hmm. you can just keep it unlocked. Woohoo! You know, go crazy, right?
Whoa.
I tend to keep it unlocked, all right? He fills it. He brings it up. I'm taking my makeup off in the bathroom, and he lays it down on the bed. Didn't check to make sure it was locked. So that thing was open, and it leaked all over the bed. Almost looked like one of us might have had an accident.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in. He goes, what the heck? Why is there a puddle like on the bed? And I'm like, well, you should always check to make sure my bottle is locked. He goes, no, you should always just keep it locked. That's the whole point of having the locked bottle. Keep it locked when you don't really need it and unlock it when you do. And I'm like, no, it's like a luxury item, right? Mm-hmm. I get to use it when I want. Mm-hmm. I want to know who's right and wrong.
I don't even care about the locking and unlocking, frankly. What kind of sick human lays any sort
Thank
of
you.
Liquid on a bed? I'm sorry. I hate to do this. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't put a sealed...
He laid it down, Taylor. Laid it down.
No. I have a sealed water bottle uh-huh. in front of me, like a twist cap. I wouldn't even lay this on a bed.
Because you never know.
Because liquid doesn't belong in the bed. You know what I mean?
Yes!
That's why it's called an accident.
But yeah.
It's not supposed to be there.
Exactly. Girl, you are good. You should be a lawyer. Kim K. Who? God, so I won, right?
I guess if you want to take that as a win.
I took that as a win, and I took that maybe you should also go the Kim K route and maybe be a lawyer, because that was really good.
Have you been victimized by liquid in the bed?
I don't know what got into me over the weekend, but I felt like baking. I think it's really because of you, Taylor. Honestly, you'd be baking like every weekend. And so then I was like, you know what? I'm going to do the same thing. So I made oatmeal butterscotch cookies. And they were good. I did not think I would kill it, but I did.
Oh, they were fire. It's pretty hard Thank to mess you. Up butterscotch, to be honest
Oh,
with
well.
You. Oh, no, I mean, like, that flavor is so good.
Yeah. And I wanted to give you two cookies. I only gave you one. Same thing for Spencer. I wanted to give him two. No, no, no. We were flying through them in the house that y'all could only get one. I'm sorry. I'm just not telling you that, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been. I was very thankful for the one, and I wouldn't have even questioned it until now. You just
now
told
mad.
Me I got lost out because you guys ate them all.
We ate them so quickly. Me and my boyfriend, Neighborman, I wanted to give other people cookies too, but it just was not going to happen. They were so stinking good. We couldn't keep our paws off of them. So I casually mentioned to him yesterday, I'm like, okay, well, if those were good, what if I bake more this weekend? What are you in the mood for? The problem is, he's in for two cookies I don't think I've ever made before. The one, he wants a peanut butter cookie. And I go, can we put the Hershey Kisses in the center of it?
Oh.
Because I don't want just a plain, no offense, boring peanut butter cookie.
Yeah, I love a peanut butter cookie.
I need to have that Hershey's Kiss right in the center. Maybe a little bit of sea salt on top.
Of course.
And then he said, ginger snap.
That feels a little early for a ginger snap.
Okay, what's a ginger snap?
Is that what
the gingerbreads are made of?
No.
Or is that gingerbread?
That's gingerbread.
Oh.
Ginger snap. Same kind of like flavor, though. I don't really
what
love.
What shape is a ginger snap?
Well, I think it's a circle. Well,
is it
whiz,
really?
Now you're making me question everything.
He said it's kind of spicy. Like it's got
yeah,
a lot
I don't like them.
Really? Oh, so don't bring you one.
No. You can leave me out of that one.
Okay, got it.
You can eat my second one and my first one. Because I don't like them. Yeah, they're just circle cookies. But they're like spicy.
See, I like chocolate.
You're going to hate these.
Oh, then no. We're doing the peanut butter with the Hershey's in the center. Would you like your two?
I would like two of those. Hold the ginger snap, please.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I cannot believe we're entering the time of year where like end of year lists are coming out or this of the year is coming out. And dictionary.com released their 2025 word of the year. I'm so sorry, parents. I have to say it. It's 6-7.
No, why did you do the hand movement when you did that?
Okay, because I have found out that I just do it naturally.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Unfortunately. If you live under a rock or you don't have any interaction with children.
I'm actually kind of glad you're going to say something about it because I only know it's from a song. That's the only knowledge. And then something about a hand movement.
Okay, yeah. So there's a song, which I didn't know the name of it. It's Doot Doot 6-7 by Skrilla. I don't know. The guy says 6-7 in it.
That's it? Just one time?
I think so. I don't know. I've heard clips of it on TikTok. And then there's like a kind of like you're weighing out the options. And that's why I do it all the time. If I'm talking about like two things going on and you raise your hands up and down. That's the hand motion that goes
she
with it.
She did it today while we got the honor to speak at
a middle school.
Roosevelt Middle School.
The worst place to do
it. She's doing it and they're laughing at her.
They do it. This is the second time it's happened. We've gone to a couple middle schools over the last couple weeks. And I talk with my hands and I like weigh out the options because I'm a very unsure person. And at both schools, they do it back to me. And then I realize, I'm like, oh, my God. And the teachers, I know they're banning 6-7 from their classrooms because it's annoying and it doesn't make any sense. But I accidentally encourage it. So do I have an explanation? No, not really. The whole point of 6-7 is that it's stupid and it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, so can I ask a question? Do you know this? So if dictionary.com made that the word, do we know if 6-7 in general is going to go into the dictionary?
Probably.
Okay.
If it hasn't already. Because I feel like it's blown up a lot in the last couple of months, but apparently it's been on social media for 10 months, beginning of this year, that 6-7 has been a thing.
I got questions. So when we put it in the dictionary, are we writing it out S-I-X, 6, and then 7? Are we doing the number 6-7?
I don't know.
And then from there, where does it go in the dictionary? Because if it is the number and not written out, is it in the front of the dictionary or the back of the dictionary?
6-7. I don't know.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
Taylor, we are idiots. How did you and I both not know that you're supposed to clean a filter when it comes to your washer? I didn't know they had filters.
Well, my thought is it's a washer. Doesn't it
clean
wash itself?
You would think.
That's how my mind works.
It's 2025, baby. Do it yourself, okay? I gotta do my own. I gotta do my own things. Can't you just wash your own
filter? I wash my clothes. Wash your own filter.
Period. That's it. That's all we had to say.
No, this is news to me. Breaking news. I don't know.
No, okay. So what happened was is my boyfriend neighbor man started a load on Monday. And then I come home and I can hear our washer is yelling at us. Not yelling because, you know, they don't do that. But it'd be like, do-do-do. Do-do-do. Like every 2 minutes where it feels like it's yelling at you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then I'm like, it's giving a warning. So I just kind of figured maybe he didn't properly shut the door. I don't really know why it was giving a warning. I tell him to start it again. So he does. Fast forward to Tuesday. It's doing it again. Do-do-do.
Oh.
Do-do-do all day long. And I'm like, what is happening? He discovered that there's apparently a warning on our washer. And it was saying a code name. And I can't remember the code. So he searched the code. According to Google, you got to clean your filter when that code pops up.
Mm-hmm.
So we did.
Where is said filter?
I don't know, Taylor. He said it was like underneath. And I'm like, what do you mean under? I don't know, Taylor. He said he cleaned it and he said, you don't want to know what was in that filter. It was disgusting. It was the nastiest thing I ever cleaned. And I'm like, I don't want to hear. I think it was like hair. Maybe it's like your socks that you miss that you swear to God your washer eats. I don't know. But like, how come nobody told me this? They don't tell you this when you're buying a washer. They just want to make the deal. They're like, here you go. Have the best washer in the business. They don't tell you, hey, ma'am, you got to clean a filter. I've never been told that my entire life.
No. Well, and I'm a renting girl.
Shoot. Are you supposed to do that?
Beats me. I'm also concerned in some of the places that I lived in college.
Oh, they ain't doing that.
What was that filter looking like? What other specimen?
Ew!
I don't even want... Were my clothes ever clean? I try really hard not to be the judgy person that's like, oh my God, you've never seen that or you've never watched that movie. But I have some exceptions. High School Musical.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
I went to my dance class last night and it's Halloween week, which is super fun. And we dress up and do certain themes. And my class last night was to High School Musical. We got told to wear like basketball stuff. I was really excited about it. And this
girl, you knew they were dancing to get your head in the game.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
Yeah.
And we're like getting ready for class to start and we're all in our basketball jerseys and stuff. And this girl I take class with looks at me and she goes, you know, I've never seen this movie. And I was like, what? Shook. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, I don't know. Like, I'm a couple years older than you. I feel like that was after
my sister saw it.
I know, because I don't know the age difference, but I'm like, you look like you probably were still maybe watching Disney Channel during that time. I know she has kids now. I'm like, what do you mean you've never seen it? You've never showed your kids. I know there's like the TV series now that's based off of the movie. Mm-hmm. They don't watch that. How are you unfamiliar? I was just shook.
My boyfriend neighbor man hasn't seen it either.
Why?
I was like, you don't know what Bop to the Freaking Top is? What are you talking about?
I just can't believe, like, Zac Efron is a staple celebrity, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it all began. You mean to tell me there's people out there who weren't there for the beginning? Do I think it's the best movie ever?
No, it's garbage.
Absolutely not. The acting, horrendous. Some
music,
of the singing,
meh.
Squawking.
Yeah, no, 100%. But Taylor,
you have to see it.
You have to. But this is what's going to keep happening to us. There's going to be a younger generation, even now listening, that are like, high school who? They don't know what it is. And that's going to hurt me. I am not okay.
I don't put that trauma on me.
Educate the youth. Show them High School Musical.
Why aren't we showing High School Musical in schools?
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason. Destiny.
Just a couple more days and we get to eat our face full of Halloween candy.
And not even the kind that we're supposed to be saving for trick-or-treaters at our own houses.
Mm-mm.
We're going out for trick-or-treat. If you want to have a chance for those girls to show up on your front stoop, check out trick-or-treat on the free Z102.9 app.
But tonight's trivia question in honor of Halloween, just days away. The question is, more than 20,000 of these non-candy items will be given out on Halloween. What is it?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
This is really going to make your brain swirl a little bit because you got to think about, you know, when you were trick-or-treating, what were those non-candy items you were getting?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it was probably the most popular.
Yeah, what was a staple in your neighborhood that you're like, I know it's that house.
Mm-hmm. They always be giving that out.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight's trivia question. More than 20,000 of these non-candy items will be given out on Halloween. What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Have you ever actually done Pamela Pumpkin?
You know what? No, but it probably would make me tired. I'm not going to lie.
Pamela Pumpkin's Halloween workout or whatever it is. I need to try it one time, you know?
I need to know what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. And then eat a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup when I'm done. Tis the season where you treat yourself with Halloween candy. You're like, you know what? I did the dishes.
I woke up today. I deserve a treat.
Better snack on that candy. I was going to wait for Halloween night to give out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Treat yourself.
More than 20,000 of these non-candy items will be given out on Halloween. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 1277 said a toothbrush.
God, I hope we stop at one of those houses this Friday night.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like it's not that bad. Like, people really dog on that. Now, if you lived in a neighborhood and everybody was a dentist and everybody was giving a toothbrush, I'd probably be a little upset.
100%.
You want some candy.
I think as a kid, you didn't want that, right? You're like, ugh, a toothbrush?
Mm-hmm.
My mom's just going to buy that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But as an adult, I'm like, oh, God, you know, that's $2.99. I don't got to spend, right? Like, that is amazing.
I constantly am like, I need a backup toothbrush, whether it's for cleaning to, like, scrub a little space.
Oh, yeah.
Or you have a guest over, or you're traveling and you don't want to take your nice electric toothbrush.
Yes.
I could rave. I will rave about it. Maybe I'm the toothbrush house. That's
she will
future.
Be this year.
Maybe.
Sam said a pencil. As someone who likes to write with a pen, please, no. Dear, no.
I think even as a kid, I didn't like that. Unless there was a cool eraser.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the pencils that smell. Remember those?
I didn't have that, I don't think.
The smelly pencils, they smell like hot cocoa or chocolate or strawberries or bubble gum or something.
No.
You did not.
Mm-mm.
They were always at the school book fair. Taylor! Somebody.
I
educate this woman.
Did not go. I'm sorry. 7739 said soda. Can of pop.
Oh, I always knew what houses were giving out soda, whether that was a full size or a mini. And you always made a pit stop.
Well, yeah, it comes in handy because if you're doing hard work, walking around, and then eating candy, obviously you need something to wash it down. The soda comes in handy.
Exactly.
It's genius.
Question tonight, more than 20,000 of these non-candy items will be given out on Halloween. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
I think the reason you don't know what those pencils are, that's the smelly ones, is because you were like, oh, book fair. I'm not going there.
I have said before, I don't like to read. I don't even know how. I didn't go.
I got to Google search this because I got to show you it.
I'm sure it's real. I just wasn't there for it.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The question tonight, more than 20,000 of these non-candy items will be given out on Halloween. What is it?
And? The Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
More than 20,000 packets of hot cocoa will be given out on Halloween night. I'm trying to think, are they cheap?
I don't recall that. I'm sure, yeah, to buy in bulk, because you think, like, they had that at high school football games. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I ever got that.
I don't think I ever got hot cocoa.
Maybe, like,
you always get it in your stocking, or someone always gives it to you.
It feels like a Christmas thing.
Right, for, you know, your coworkers always, like, that's the cheap option, right? Mm-hmm. Get you some hot cocoa. But I don't think I ever got it for Halloween. Did I?
I don't remember that. Would I be mad about it? No.
As long as it's got the marshmallows in it.
Oh. I was going to say, as long as it's like the bougie kind.
Oh, like Ghirardelli.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.